Welcome back to Tiger Talk. We're going to continue our conversation with Coach Hedick from the Mobridge-Pollock girls basketball team. Tiger Talk brought to you by Dakota Bank in Mobridge. Coach, I want to talk about progression. A lot of people think that the high school basketball season starts in December. I know that you are an advocate for, you know, kids getting a little time in the summer. You know, nobody's saying that kids can't be kids and enjoy, you know, summer break and get out and do the vacation thing or play other sports in the summer. But it's important to keep that skill level going a little bit during the summertime. Talk about your progression from last summer to now.
Yeah, it starts in December, but it feels like that was last week. You know, these seasons, it's amazing how fast they go. But basketball is not a three-month thing anymore. You know, no sport is. Like it used to be even when I was in high school. I think the coaches were allowed to speak to their players maybe four times in an off season. But just the way that the game has progressed and with all the club opportunities out there in the camps and all that stuff, and they've really opened up the rules in the summer, it can be a year-round thing. That being said, you know, every different girl has their different motivations and things like that. And a credit to our girls, we have a lot of girls that are just flat-out basketball junkies and gym rats, and it's a harder thing to get them out of the gym than it is to get in the gym. So that's a huge advantage to us. They just love the game, and they're going to be involved all summer. You know, we'll have our own practices and our own open gyms, and we've had a league the past couple of years. I don't know, you know, plans are not set for sure, but we'll get to some camps. But there's going to be a lot of them running around the country and playing travel ball as well and doing all that stuff. You know, the season, I encourage them to all be involved in softball or track or whatever, golf, you know, any other program, because you got to compete not just in basketball. You know, I'm a firm believer in multi-sport athletes, and you got volleyball and all that stuff in there. Our volleyball athletes are helping our basketball program, and our basketball-focused athletes are helping our volleyball program, and that's the way it should be, you know. So it's important to find that balance, but I've also always been a true believer in kids need some time to be kids too. So if they're feeling like throughout the summer that they need to be away from the gym a little bit, that's not a problem. You know, they need to have some time to be out there and be kids, and not burnout is a real thing when you're, especially when you're in multiple sports and you're in volleyball and you're in basketball and you're softball, and every one of those coaches is wanting to get you at least a couple camps and a couple practices. Well, all of a sudden summer's over and you never had any time to go float on the river or swim in the pool. So I'm a firm believer in getting them time to be kids as well and live their life and in that way and be happy.
Yeah, burnout is a real thing. And, you know, I've seen it in, you know, hundreds of athletes as they, you know, get to their senior year. It's was also called senioritis for a little while. But, you know, they just feel like, man, for the last 4 years, I've just, you know, killed myself. And, you know, this game isn't that important anymore. So how do you adjust the attitude? I mean, you know, you want to keep your kids in shape, which it seems like you have. Your kids are in very good shape. They play that defense and up in your face and run the court night after night after night. But how do you keep the mental aspect alive?
You know, it's tough, you know, when the season grinds on as it does, although it does seem like it goes quick. But our kids, they're in, you know, they're bought in, and they want to win, and they want to move forward every year and do better every year. And we've done that the past 5 years. You know, every year it seems like we take a step forward and a step forward, and we've been right on the doorstep of a state tournament, you know, and that's obviously our goal every year and our next step. So they're hungry for that, and you know, they're working hard. But the other thing is, like I said, this time of the year, there's no reason to be in there for 2 hours at a time and drilling and drilling and drilling and wearing them out, because that contributes to the burnout too. Because on top of practices and all that stuff, they got schoolwork, and my girls are very, very involved. They've got one act play they just finished up with, and all the fine arts things and all that stuff. They're in National Honor Society, and they're in student council, and they're in, you know, a little bit of everything. They show up at 7:30 for either a student council meeting or a National Honor Society meeting 2-3 times a week, and then they got a full day of school full of tests and dual credit classes and this and that and homework and practice, and those are busy days. So you know, I also try to be there for them, you know, as long as if they're having trouble in classes, I'm gonna if you know, a lot of their curriculum and them dual credit classes and stuff is a little bit above my brain. But I hope they know. I want them to know. I try to remind them that that's what I'm there for too. You know, it's not just about X's and O's and basketball practice and games. If they need help with a class, if they need a little time, if they need something to talk about, their coaches are there. And we're going to do everything in our power to get them the help they need, whether it's tutoring or whatever in a class, or whether it's just a conversation, something's going on. Ultimately, yeah, we want to win basketball games. We want to make state tournaments, but that's not what we're there for. We're there for the kids. And the biggest thing we get out of it as coaches is watching these kids grow and watch them build skills and abilities that's going to help them in life.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it nowadays. I remember when I was a kid getting on the stagecoach and riding to school. but time management. And I always thought, and I've said it a million times, if you're in a small school and you don't participate, the program won't be there. So everybody has to participate in a little bit of everything. And I don't know how they do the time management thing. I understand the technology, the super phones and stuff like that, to where it kind of helps out with the time management, but it's ultimately on the kids themselves to budget their time to, make time for homework, get the grades, make time for practice, make time for whatever organization they're in. I'm amazed sometimes to know how, and especially when you work in an ag culture, there might be chores to do back at the house too. You might have to get up even earlier than that to get out and feed and do stuff like that. It's just amazing to me.
Yeah, 1,000%. These kids are amazing. I couldn't do it. I grew up in a much smaller school than we had, and I was involved in multiple activities, but we didn't have the activities. We didn't have all the one-act play and the oral interpretation and all that stuff. Student council wasn't as active. We didn't have an NHS chapter and all that type of stuff. And they're just busy. They got so much going on, Hope Keel, awesome girl, senior. She's works hard. She's worked with us forever. She's out working with the horses and the dogs every morning, it's amazing. And that's just one story, but every one of them, they got a million things going on. And I just appreciate their time and their dedication, because it'd be so easy to get burnt out when you got all that stuff going on. And they do an awesome job. I'm so proud of them.
All right. Well, I want to get off subject just a little bit. I'm going to take you in a different path. And as a coach, I know that there's a answer that is always going to be given. We're just worried about next week, this game, tomorrow, whatever. But I do want you to kind of give me a roadmap, what it's going to take to get into the state tournament. You come in to the region as the number one seed, but as far as the state goes, that SODAC 16, you want a higher seed so you can play a team that might be beatable as well. You don't want to come in there as a 16 seed, do you?
No, you don't. And some of that's a little bit out of our hands. We've been pushing to toughen up our schedule, and we have, but sometimes it's just kind of hard to get those seed points. There's always going to be some teams that hurt you in the seed point category. Looking at our record, four losses now. First loss of the year was to top team in the state. They're undefeated. Sisseton, I'm talking about. They're undefeated. They're number one in the seed points. That's an amazing team, and we played right with them for a big part of the game. We know we're right where we need to be. Ron Colley was our next loss, and didn't play our best. Still a relatively close game most of the way through, even though we didn't play our best, and it was in their gym, and that's one of the hardest gyms, I think, to play in. So those are two of the top teams in Class A, if you look at seed points and rankings, and we know we're right there with them. Red River, that's just an unbelievable team. That's a double A school in North Dakota. We signed up for that classic not knowing who we were getting into, and there's good things to come out of that game as well. You got to get tougher, and it shows us that there's a next level of basketball that we can continue to strive for. And then the Belfouche was our only other loss, and that's a solid team, and we were right. We had a lead through three. We just kind of had a little bit of a cold stretch at the worst time in the fourth quarter, where had some girls out with a leg cramp and had some different foul issues and things like that. And they made a little run at the right time, hats off to them. But our season, I feel like we've shown that we're right there with anybody in Class A, and we can play right there with anybody in Class A. So whatever happens with the seed points, we've got some, our win on Tuesday, unfortunately, should we get the win on Tuesday of next week, Unfortunately, with their record, that's actually going to hurt our seed points just because they're 0-12 or 1-12 or whatever they are. So some of those things are uncontrollable. So we just have to play every game, one game at a time. And in the regular season with the best record we have and whatever the seed points calculate out with, that's what's going to tell us who we play. But, you know, whether that be, if we are a 16, that means it's Sisson. And look at how we played Sisson in their gym. We were right with them for the biggest part of the game. We did, you know, we just had a little trouble with their size, and we can make adjustments on that, and we know we can play with anybody in the state. I feel like we've shown that. So it's going to be is what it is, wherever we lay in that Sweet 16, should we make it, and we're going to go and should still be in a neutral court this year, and we can give it everything we got.
You know, I've heard the conversation from you know, fans, parents, so on and so forth. We need to take this team off the schedule. We need to get a better game and so on and so forth. The problem is the location, Mobridge Pollock, North Central, South Dakota. It's one of the bigger schools, and you have a choice. You can go 300 miles and play a big A school, or you can play some of the B schools around the area and fill out your season without being on a bus for, you know, 3-4 hours there, 3-4 hours back. It's kind of a tough situation to be in, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Geographically, we're just kind of in the middle of nowhere. And we are building, you know, we're working. We just have to be willing to travel, you know, and that's what we've done. We added my first few years of doing this, our long trips were Winter in Chamberlain and Todd County, you know. Those aren't even our top two longest trips this year. We went to Lakota Tech, you know, to try to get a more competitive game, and that was longer. We went to Sanford to the Pentagon, you know. Just getting those games and trying to mix more of those in there when we can, and looking around to find the games that are going to be more competitive and the teams that are going to have more wins on their schedule to help us. It's just, like you said, geographically, it's kind of tough. We either have to drive or we have to, you know, settle for some of them smaller schools. But it's just going to kind of be what it is. You know, we got to continue to win games and push through and continue to just keep looking and trying to build.
This time of year, it's important, too, to have a good, strong bench. And I see you're playing some of the freshmen a little bit more. Brooke Bain coming off the bench, the Rath twins. Ellie Chemnitz getting more and more time. And it's not just in situations where the game's completely out of control. They're being situationally, you know, put out on the floor for different reasons. And it's important to have that deep bench. But I also look down there sometimes and I see that they're your biggest cheerleaders. They're the ones on the bench that are, you know, doing the high fives and you know, making sure that the rest of the team is on the floor and they know that they're there for them. How important is it to be deep when you're going into this part of the season?
It is, you know, and that's part of the decision when we've had these past couple games. Yes, there's sickness in there and we're trying to rest some legs, but it's also about getting those girls some minutes. You never know when you're going to run into foul trouble, sickness, injury, illness, whatever. If they can get some quality minutes in these games and build some confidence and be ready, you know, you never want to be in the postseason and end up in a situation where you have to throw a girl out there and it's deer in the headlights. This is the first time I've seen this, and oh my God, what am I going to do? So, ideally, throughout the season, you're able to do that. We didn't get to as much as I'd have liked to earlier in the season, but trying to get them some quality minutes where they can build some confidence. And yeah, those girls are, they just talk about basketball junkies. The three freshmen you mentioned, they call themselves the three amigos. If you ever see one of them, the other two are going to be within 5 feet, I guarantee you. But the other thing is where you're going to see them 99% of the time is in the gym. You know, they just love the game of basketball and they're working hard. And all of them young ones, you know, you mentioned Ellie Chemnitz, Jada Thompson. They're awesome kids. They love being a part of it and they're working hard every day to continue build and increase their role. And that's super important.
You said deer in the headlights. The times that I've seen them come in the game, they're fearless. They're going to go after the loose ball. They're going to make the extra effort on defense. They're just fearless. There's no tendency to hold back for them.
Yeah, they do a great job, and they just go out there and play, and then they, like I said, they've they spend more time with a basketball in their hands than without. So they're confident with the ball and they're aggressive, and we just continue to kind of build them working into our system and all that, and they're doing a great job.
Well, I tell you what, I am excited about the program as a whole, the way it's come into fruition the last 5 years, and what the promise is for the postseason this year. I know that the goal is to get into the state tournament, and I think that you are so close to being that one step, getting past that SODAC 16 and getting in the state tournament. And what a thrill it's going to be for everybody involved.
Yeah, absolutely. I know this town, this town has our back. This town has, we got a great community as far as supporting the kids and all their programs. You look, there was as many Mobridge Pollock fans in Timberlake as there was Timberlake fans last night. And that's a short trip, but there was also as many Mobridge Pollock fans in Lakota Tech this year as there was Lakota Tech fans. We travel well. And that's a hats off to our community and our parents and our people, is they're there. They're not just settling for watching. I mean, we do a great job with our media, you guys and the newspaper and everything, of getting the word out there. But that doesn't compare to having fans in the stands that you can actually hear this and feel the support. So we have a great community that travels well. And in our postseason run that we're getting ready to make, I know that I'm confident that they'll be there with us as well.
All right, Coach. Appreciate it. We're going to give you a couple of weeks off before we get into regions, and then we'll talk to you again on Tiger Talk. But always a pleasure talking to you, and look forward to the end of an amazing season.
You bet. Thank you.
That's Tiger Talk today, and it's brought to you by Dakota Bank in Mobridge.